Go, guys. Okay, let's finish up the Gemara and Lamatessim Beis. We have a lot to comment on, and then I want to get to Daf Mem. So, Sam, why don't you take it away? I want you to start from Rav Papa, because I'll tell you why. Go ahead. You'll see. Go ahead, why? Go ahead. I'm Rav Papa.
I'm Rav Papa.
Hakol
Moedim
B'Pesach
Shem Right?
Well, we had a machlokes with it's on top or on the bottom.
Right.
But you gotta and what's that called, modem?
That's where the food comes from.
But it's specifically referring to Rabbi Yochanan would be modem, even though Rabbi Yochanan's usually a shalim man.
Right.
You must take in the corporation, the prusa, and you put up to the shlema.
Right.
Excellent. Go ahead.
So
Ubotzea Mavarach, right? Correct.
My time up. Alechem oinik said.
Excellent. Go ahead. I'm Rababa.
We shall describe all the mitzvah al shtei kitoros. You have to do it on two breads. My time alechem mishnah said.
Excellent. So I want you to get this down. I mean, this, as far as I know, this is Maseches Brachos, correct? Last time I checked, right? It's not Maseches Shabbos. So you know what's going on here. What is the Gemara driving here, sir? So do you remember we had a big machlokas between the Ram and the Rif on one hand against Rashi Tosis? Ram and the Rif said that what is the concept on Pesach night? 1.5, right? Lechem Oni teaches you what Lechem Mishnah is on Pesach. Remember, it cuts it down 1.5? And then we had the sheet of Rashi and Tosis in the Rosh that said what? That it was 2.5, yes? So I think what you can say is the following, and I want you to plug it in. I think why the Gemara quotes Rav Abba's din of Lechem Mishnah right after the Prusa Shlema, you know, what's the connection? So I think according to the Tosim Sochim, Rav Abba is saying that, you know, I want you to know something. Besides for doing the Lechem Mishnah, you need to do a Prusa too. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara is saying that Meniach Prusa B'Tok Shlema, and the Gemara quotes the next din, Lechem Mishnah applies both on Shabbos and Yontiv, and you should know you should have to you need a Prusa as well. You follow me? That's the connection in the Gemara. If you hold like who? If you hold like the Rashi, if you hold like Taisis, Rashi, Taisis, and the Rosh, that the concept is that it's considered to be what? 2.5. What happens if you hold like the Rambam, the Rif, that it's a matz and a half? Same thing. That's what the Sefer Or Mitzion says. If you only tell me you need what? You only need a matz and a half, the Gemara is trying to contrast that what? That the Rababa says today on Shabbos you need what? Full Lechem Mishnah, but the line before told us on Pesach all you need is what? 1.5. I mean, you interpret the Gemara literally, Prusa B'Tok Shlema, that's all you need. It's 1.5, as opposed to the next Gemara that says what? That you just read, you need 2. You understand what I'm saying? You understand the interplay, how you read the Gemara? In other words, according to according to the Rif and the Rambam, you're taking the Gemara very literally, Prusa B'Tok Shlema, it's 1.5, as opposed to generally, on Shabbos and Yontif, you do how many? 2 full ones. So that's how the Rambam and the Rif will read it. That's what they say for or Lo Mitzion says. But if you hold like the Tosos and Rashi, that it's a what? That it's a 2.5. So the Mishnah is saying that, you know what, I want you to know something. Besides for what? The Prusa that you need, you also need what? Lechem Mishnah on what? On Pesach night as well. You understand how to read the Gemara in both ways? Yeah, Sam, you got me? In other words, the first way to read it is that besides for the Prusa B'Tok Shlema, you also need Lechem Mishnah, 2.5. If you all like the Rif and the Rambam, it's saying, I want you to know something. The Prusa 1.5 is treated literally, and that taught us what that it cuts down, no pun intended, Lechem Mishnah, and the Gemara quotes in the next line. You understand? It's a clever way how to read the Gemara. But we're plugging the two sheetahs in the Gemara. Okay, excellent. Now, this leads us to the next. Kasha. Let me ask you a question. On Shabbos and Yontif, we require Lechem Mishnah, yes? Is that correct? Where's the Rambam? Let's get it down. Perek Zayin, Halacha Dal, Halachos Brachos. That on Shabbos and on Yontif, you need Shnei Kikaros. Why is it so? Why is that so? So the Rif, I think Taisus says in Imsochim as well. Yeah? Taisus says Imsochim on Kuftet Zayin, Mav, Diramaskil, Ma, that the Mon did not fall on Yontif either. Double portion would fall on Erev Yontif. So just like it wouldn't fall on Shabbos, it fell on Erev Shabbos, same thing happened on Yontif. So therefore there's a mandate to have Lechem Mishnah both on what? Both in Shabbos and Yontif. So Rabbeinu Manoach asks, in Perech Ches, Aloch HaZayin, Hichos Chometz U'Matzah, Rabbeinu Manoach asks, 1 second, he says, I don't understand something. You require Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos and Yontif, is that correct? But what don't we require on Yontif? Shalashudas. It all stems from the Mon. If you're going to tell me they require Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos Inyantif, then ask Rabbeinu Manoach, what about what Shalosh Shitas? So there is no Chiyuv Shalosh Shitas Inyantif.
How do we know that from because the Pasuk says Yom three times?
Oh, so the Rabbeinu Manoach says, excellent, Sam. He says, let me just embellish what you're saying. If you look in the Psukim, which we did yesterday, it says in Shmos Tetzayin Chav Gimel, Hu Asher Dibir Hashem, Shabbason, Shabbos Kodesh. And what does the word Shabbason include? What does Shabbason mean? Shabbason means rest, the Gemara says in Yuma. But what does it say in Be'et Tetvavim at Beis? It means Yontif. So that Pasuk in Parsha Man is referring to what? The concept of what? Mon came on what? Erev Shabbos and an Erev Yontif. That Pasuk in Yuma, get it down, Perek Tetzayin, Pasuk of Gimel, in the Parsha Man is referencing Shabbos and Yontif. However, when it gets to the Shalosh Sudas, which is learned out from the three times Hayom, that's specifically written in Pasuk of Dalet on Shabbos. Ainichu Oso. What is Oso? That's a hefsik between Shabboson and Lehemshech HaParsha. The rest of the Parsha is only talking about Shabbos exclusively. Okay? It's not talking about Yontif. From that Pasuk on, Lamaisa, yes? From that Pasuk on, you follow me? From that Pasuk on, it's only referring to the Hayoms, and that's only referring to Shabbos and not Yontif. That Pasuk is considered to be what? The separation. Enichu Oso. That's Mafsik between Shabboson and the rest of the Parsha. Shabboson means Shabbos and Yontif. The word Shabboson actually means Yontif. It means rest, the Gemara says in Yuma, Ayin, Dalam, and Aleph. It means Shvisa, but it also in Be'ah, it means Yontif. Okay, you got this? So that's the split. The split is that what? On the Mon itself, falling in Erev Shabbos, that was equal. That's why we have what? That's why we have Lechem Mishnah when? On Shabbos and on Yontif. But regarding what? Shalosh Sudas, Hayom, 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 right? That you only have going on Shabbos, because Hayom is referring to Shabbos. That's the split. The Anichu Oso means on Shabbos itself, not with what? Not regarding Yontif. Do you know Reb Chidka? You know Reb Chidka was? He was a Tani. He said you have to have four suitors. You're a Talmud of Reb Chidka. I sometimes joke with someone. If someone has four suitors on Shabbos, you're a Talmud of Reb Chidka. I think he's only mentioned one time in Shas. Actually, I'm not sure about it. But he says four suitors. Reb Chidka says on Shabbos four, believe it or not. We Paskin, of course, like come to only three. Yeah, that's what Reb Chidka held, but we don't hold like that. Now, I want you to get this down. I want you to get this out. Maybe you look it up tomorrow morning and say it really quickly. The Tur writes that the Rambam in Pirk Laman Halacha Tesen of Shabbos claims on Yontif also the Shalosh Sudas. Beis Yosef says he doesn't see where he got it from the Rambam. But the Tur claims that the Rambam says you also require what? Lechem Mishnah on Yontif. I'm sorry. You also require Shalosh Sudas on Yontif. And the Beis Yosef says he doesn't see where they got it from the Rambam. So what we should look that up, Lomais, when we get a chance tomorrow. Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. Do you have the, you know, does anybody have the Rambam here? I have my Rambam downstairs. Yeah, you know what? Hand me that Rambam there. Let's look up. Let's read that Rambam real quickly. The Tur says the Rambam holds that there is three suitors on Yontif, and the Beis Yosef says, I don't see where the Tur saw it in the Rambam at all. And we generally assume there's only two suitors. You have the Rambam there? Zmanim. Okay? You have the Rambam there, Zmanim?
Yep.
So it comes out, Lomai said that's a big Chiddush. But I want you to know, Reb Chidka says four suitors on Shabbos. So we answer Rabbeinu Manoach's kasha. That there is Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos on Yontif, but there is no Shalosh Sudas on Yontif. Okay, let me read you I'm going to read you the Rambam slowly, and let's see what we can say about it. You got it? Perek Lamed, what halacha was it? Perek Lamed, halacha tes. You guys ready? Here we go. Yeah? Here we go. Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. It says, Chayav Adam Lecho Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. Achas Arvis V'Achas Shachas V'Achas B'Mincha. V'Sarach Lizar V'Shalosh Sudos Eilu Shlo Yifchos Behen Klal. Yes? V'Afilu Oni HaMisparnas Min HaSadaka Soed Shalosh Sudas. Even if you're an Oni. V'Imaya Chola Merov Achila if you've stuffed. Oshaya Mis'ana Tamir you always fast. Pot Mishalosh Sudas. V'Sarach Lepoa Kol Se'uda Mishloshton Al Hayayin. Do you know Sephardim do that? They drink wine in Shalosh Sudas. In fact, the Rosh, not Kiddush, but they would drink it in the middle, but the Rosh says they would say it before Shalosh Sudas, like we do on Friday night lunch, believe it or not. That's the way the Rosh and the Tur have it. The Beis Yosef says not to. You just drink your yayin. That's the phrase. Is V'chein B'yamim Tovim going back on what? Just like a Mishnah, is it going back on the three Sudas? You understand what I'm saying? This is all one halacha, so I want you to get that down. The Tur must have said, when he said V'chein B'yamim Tov was going back on what? on the whole piece of Narama, which was what he began with the three suitors. You know, or do you say, like the Beis Yosef said, no, V'chein Yom is only going back on what he just said on Lechem Mishnah. Those are the two ways to read a Rambam. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Kiva? Okay, you got me? You got how to read that? It's very fast. I'm glad we looked this up. Okay? Thank you. Okay, let's go Viter now. Okay? Sam, Viter and Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see. Yeah, thank you. Go ahead. Let's go, Sam. Go ahead. Read the Gemara. He saw Rav Kahana that he held two and he what?
And he caught one.
Interesting. He held two and he caught one. This whole sugya is also another place in Shas. Do you want Daf? Kufi Yitzayin and Beis Masecha Shabbos. Quotes all the dinim here. Okay? So what does Rashi say over there? Rashi says, luck to ksiv. What does luck to? What does luck to mean in English? It says luck to lechemish. It means take or grab. Excellent. So you have to grab both, but the cutting is only done on what? One, because it said luck to lechem mishnah. It doesn't say cut lechem mishnah. You don't have to cut both loaves, you only cut one. That's the shita of Kahana. Okay? You got me?
Where does Rashi say that?
Rashi and Shabbos on Kufi Yud Zayin Beis. This whole Gemara is quoted on Kufi Yud Zayin Beis and Shabbos. If you look up Rashi there, Rashi says, Lamaisa, the Gemara actually says luck to ksiv. The Gemara actually says that. And Rashi says luck to mashal machiza. Okay? If you look up the Gemara there, what daf is it again? Kufi Yud Zayin and Beis. Okay, go ahead. Next line. Let's go. So what does that mean? Reb Zera, according to Rashi, read the Rashi. Akula Shirusa, go ahead. He took a big piece, it would be enough for him for the whole Suda. Yes? Seems like he didn't have guests there, he's doing it for himself. But it really doesn't make a difference. I asked Reb Shetrash yesterday, I don't think it really makes such a difference. But we'll have to. I don't really do this. He told me he cuts in the middle, but I was talking yesterday. Lomaisu Safati Shlid. He said, "Don't you cut pieces like this?" I said, "Yeah." But he said, "Maybe your pieces are abeya size, a kebeya." The Ramah says you'd be kebeya. I said, "I'm thinking maybe they are." See, my kids get angry. I cut them too big. I said, "But it's halacha kebeya like the Ramah should be a size of a kebeya to fulfill this din." So it doesn't seem like that. It seems like from the Ramah, it doesn't have to be. As long as you do each piece to be a kebeya size. Now, usually one slice thin bread is a kazayas. Two is a kebeya. But if you do slices a big challah, maybe I fulfill it when I do it. If you do like Rav Shetrash does, you build in the middle, then you're also because you've got one big piece. But this is the sheet of who? This is the sheet of Rashi. Oh, you got this? Now, what did the Rashba say? I gave it to you yesterday. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba Rebbe, everyone saw it. You guys remember? What does it say? What does he ask? He asks the following kashas on Rashi. Get him down. Number one. What does he ask on Rashi?
Who is this?
The Rashba. Dibur Maska Rebbe. I gave you yesterday. According to Rashi, what should it have said? Should it have said, Batsa Kula Shirusa? What does the Gemara say? Akula Shirusa. Right? According to Rashi, that you'd be one piece, it should have said, Batsa Kula Shirusa. Just say one big piece. That's what it should have said. Right? That's number one kasha. Number two is, why does it look like you're a glutton? Read on in the Gemara. Read on in the Gemara. I didn't let you go ahead. Read on in the Gemara. Amalei.
Rabbi Rashi.
You look like a glutton if you do that. To make a big piece. What are you like the Hulk? I mean come on. You're not an animal. Go ahead. Amalei. This is Ravina said to Rashi about what Reb Zera did. Go ahead. Bless you. Amalei. Since every day of the week he doesn't do this. And you do it now, you don't look like a glutton. Right? That makes sense. Ask the Rashba and Rashi, what are you talking about? You never look like a glutton if you do this. What does the Gemara say later on in Memphav and Alf? That when a Baal Bais cuts the bread for his guests, he should cut big pieces, Kain Yafe. It's like as you're giving them a bracha. It's like you're inviting the guests, please eat as much as you want, please be comfortable, I want to be hospitable to you. So there's an Indian to do a Prusa Gadola. So what's wrong with doing that even during the week? You have a guy over during the week. That's second kasha. Yes? Number three kasha is, what is number three kasha? That on Shabbos, what does it say? What does it say? V'ochu davar alamin mi nono. What does Rav Abba say? On Shabbos, you have to cut two pieces. No? That's why the Gemara says the Reb Zera what? That's why it says the Reb Zera probably what? Ba'al zeh hevi Reb Zera, ba'al tza'akula shirusa. Didn't Rav Abba say on Shabbos you should cut both pieces? So Rav Zera followed suit and what? Cut both pieces. Where does Rashi come off saying that you cut one big, big loaf? So let's nachamal. Three kashas the Rashi asked on Rashi. Number one, what should the Gemara have said? What should the Gemara have said? Batsa kula shirusa. That's what it should have said. Not akula. Not akula. If Rashi's right, you bid one piece, you said batsa kula shirusa. You know, cut a big piece. The Lashon Aramaic of akula shirusa doesn't mean that. It means you cut up the whole loaf. That's what it means. That's number one, Kash. What's number two? Why do you look like a glutton? The Gemara says later on that what? You should cut a big piece when you have guests there to give them a bracha, to make them feel comfortable.
How's Rashba asking on Rashi in the second question?
Because what did Rashi say? Rashi said that you look like a glutton. The way he learns up the Gemara is because you cut a big piece. There's nothing wrong with cutting a big piece.
Which Rashi is that?
Rashi, the Rashi you read. The Rashi said, Akula Shirusa, Prusa Gadola Shaya Dialola Chalosu B'Shabbos. So the Gemara attacks and says, you look like a glutton. No, if I don't do that during the week, I'm not a glutton. Rashba says, you're never a glutton. The Gemara says, Mem Vavam and Aleph.
So how does the Rashba understand the Gemara?
Well, we're going to get to it. Oh. Okay, that's the second kasha. What's the third kasha? The third kasha is that Rav Zera is just following suit from what we just learned with the Rav Abba. Since the Rav Abba says, on two loaves, you got to cut them. So the Gemara quotes Rav Zera, following suit, then he cut them. He cut what? He cut all of it, not just one big piece. Rav Abba said, you got to cut both loaves. So Mestama what? Rav Zera is following suit and cutting the whole loaf, not just one big piece from the loaf. Because of those three kashas, what does the Rashba say? Get it down. He argues on Rashi. And he says that Rav Zera and Rav Kahana are arguing. Bidin, get it down, Sam. What are they arguing? Must you cut all the loaves in front of you or not? Or is it enough to hold two and cut one? Reb Zera says you must cut all the loaves that are in front of you. That is the phrase Akula Shirusa, plain and simple. And that's what Rav Haigon says. Remember he quoted Rav Haigon? That if you have two loaves in front of you, you cut one of them like Rav Kahana, that's fine. If you cut both, that's also fine. Because you're doing like who? Reb Zera. You got me? So I want you to get this down in your notes. How many Amoraim did we learn so far now? We learned who? Rav Abba? Who else? Rav Zera? And we also learned who? Rav Kahana. Those are three Amoraim. So the Pshita Mekubetz is Dirmasko Chayiv. And Dirmasko Rebbe says like the Rashba, yes, and he says that according to Rav Abba, you have to cut both Kikaros, yes? So I want you to get this. It's possible to say that according to the Pshita Mekubetz and the Rashba, there are three Shitas in the Gemara. Get them down. Reb Ababa holds you have to only cut two loaves. Reb Zera says if you had five loaves in front of you, you got to cut all five. And what does Rav Kahana say? Only one. You hold two and cut it. Get it. Do you want me to write it on the board?
We covered this yesterday.
Do you want me to write it on the board? No, I said it to the Seder though, okay? It's possible that according to the Shita Mekubetz and Rashba, there are three Shitas in the Gemara. Again, Reb Ababa says cut only two. Do I need to write them on the board or no? You'll get it down. Reb Ababa says cut two. Reb Zera says you have five, cut all five. And Rav Kahana says you only have to hold two, cut one. That's a very distinct possibility, but it could be three Shitas in the Gemara. However, we could say that maybe there are no three Shitas in the Gemara. Maybe we could say the Rav Abba says that when Rav Abba said he cut two, it's only because you only had two. But maybe Rav Abba would agree if you had five in front of you, you would what? You would cut five like Reb Zera. So maybe you could write that down in your notes. There's a possibility to say maybe they hold the same thing and there's only two Shitas in the Gemara.
And you wouldn't have to use the Chal right then because you already use it for Mitzvah?
We'll get to it. So what does the Korban Nisanel say in Shabbos Pirk that Zion Simon Heos Reish? We looked it up. He says maybe, according to Rashi, there's no connection between Reb Zera and Reb Abba. I'm sorry. There's no connection between Reb Zera and Reb Kahana. Why is there no connection between Reb Zera and Reb Kahana? When did Reb Zera come in? When did Reb Zera come in? First Rav Kahana was met, first Rav Abba, then Rav Kahana, and then Reb Zera. Maybe there's no connection to Reb Zera and Rav Kahana. Why is there no connection? Because Rav Kahana was talking about how many loaves you need to cut. What is Reb Zera talking about? How you must cut each loaf. You follow me? So maybe there's no connection between the two. This is what the Korban Nisanel says according to Rashi. Ein chibur bein Reb Zera l'mem reshur Rav Kahana. And then he says, he quotes a Rashba, and he says, He thinks Savatayim Yishak, that he likes the Rashbish Pshat better. And the Marshal had this minig too. The Marshal had this minig also as well. You follow me? That they used to cut all the loaves. Who else had this minig? The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon also has this minig. The Vilna Gaon also has this minig that if you have loaves in front of you, cut them all. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan I saw yesterday says, I don't understand why the Vilna Gaon and Rashba had the Shita. The other Amoraim argue, don't they? Don't the other Amoraim? They didn't cut all the loaves. Rav Kahn only cut one. So he says, how do you know you're paskin like that, Lamaisa? But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan asks. But the Gaon and the Rashbas quote this, and they quote that was the minig of the Marshal. Now, the Drisha has a different minig, the Marshal. The Marshal used to only cut both loaves at lunch. Friday night only cut what? Friday night only cut what? Cut one of them. Now, which one do you cut? I said it in Seder. Friday night, you do what? The bottom one. Excellent. Shabbos morning, you do the top. That's why I said MT, morning top. Remember, I remember that? MT. Now, I don't understand something. How can you cut the don't you see the top one in your eyes first? Ain't my vir nala mitzvahs. There's a famous klal in Yumi, you're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah. So the first loaf you see is the top one. So how Friday night do you what? Do you cut the Friday night one first? What's the answer? You know, you push the Friday one a little bit closer to you. You ever saw someone do that? I always forget to do that. But you cut the Friday, bring the Friday night one closer to you. Because that's the one closer to me, so I deal with that when I cut that one. Because if they're directly on top of each other, the first one I see is the top one. So you got how to do it now? Okay, that's a pshat lemaisis. The Rashba is an amazing thing. But I do, the Rashba has this shita. I do want to share with you the Slach's kasha. Comes along the Slach, and he asks on the Rashba. He says, I don't understand. According to the Rashba, listen to this. How does this prove that he wasn't a glutton? How does this prove he wasn't a glutton? Because he didn't do this every day. Maybe every day he didn't have two loaves in front of him. Who has two loaves in front of him during the week? How did that show? If you hold the pshat in the Gemara is, Sam, get this, according to Rashba, you have to cut all the loaves, frek the tzlach on the Rashba. How does it show at all? How does it show at all that you're not a glutton? Maybe he didn't have two loaves in front of him during the week. The only time he had two loaves was on Shabbos, and he did this. So maybe you are a glutton. You hear that, Kasha? That's a Kasha, the tzlach's Kasha. See, according to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. Because every day you had a little bit of you had a small pieces, right? And what's the din? He would what? He would cut what? He would cut during the week. What would he do? Hayaporeis. He would cut little pieces. And let's say during the week he'd have one loaf of bread in front of him. He wants to make a corned beef sandwich. You know what he would do? He cut the loaf into little pieces. But on Shabbos he would cut one big piece. That shows you're not a glutton because you don't do that every day. You understand what I'm saying? According to Rashi, the kasha doesn't start. According to Rashi, it's very smooth. During the week, he would cut little pieces. But on Shabbos, he cut one big piece. That shows he's not a glutton. According to Rashi, it fits beautifully, Lamaisa. I love that. But according to Rashba, we got this strong kasha of the tzlach on the Rashba. I don't know how you're going to answer that. They're going paskin like the Rashba. The stark kasha. Well, what do you think about that? You have to say, I know it's Balabatish. You know Balabatish. When I say Balabatish, it's a Svara Pshuta. So maybe it's too simple for you guys, but I'll at least say it. Maybe you have to say the Gemara's talking about that case. That he was a type of person that had what? He was the type of person that what? That had loaves two loaves during the week. Yes, and he didn't cut both during the week. But on Shabbos he did. That's what I want to say. Maybe it's simple, but that's how I want to answer the Kasha of the Tzlach. He says, how he would say to me, the Tzlach, how do you know that? But the Gaon. I always wondered, the Gaon and Nodibu, they lived a little bit at the same time. Nodibu was a little bit afterwards. I'm not sure. I think they lived at the same time. Okay, you follow me? You got this Chiddush? Yeah? Okay, Viter. Viter Bakmorin. Go ahead, Sammy. You're doing a great job. Let's go. Viter. This is the Chiddush. Go ahead. What do you say? Let's go. Ravami? Let's go, Sam. Come on. Let's go. They happened to have bread of an Erev. Go ahead, Rift is bread of an Erev. Oh, they dafka, when they had the corned beef sandwich, let's use that bread that we use for the Erev. Let's use that bread for the Erev, the pastrami sandwich, the corned beef sandwich. I must be hungry. Okay? So therefore, Lomaisa, yeah, they used specifically that bread. Why? Go ahead. Amrei, they said why. No. Holy Sabbath mitzvah chada. That's a new klal. that if a chefs was used for one mitzvah, use that same chefs for another mitzvah. Why is that not against the klal leidos with chavilus chavilus? Excellent, Sam. You're doing that same chefs at different times. It was the same time. Zok Rashi. Go ahead, Rashi. Rashi, last Rashi, Lama Tesebez. We didn't say what Erev it is. What if, bless you, what three possibility of Erev could it be? Erev Tavshilin, Erev Chatzeris, Erev Tchumen. What does an Erev Chatzeris allow you to do? Erev Tavshilin allows you to cook what? Friday, which was Yontif, going into Shabbos, yes? If you start, put up an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday afternoon, yeah? Thursday and Friday was Yontif. What is the Erev Chatzeris? Yeah, if you have a bunch of, if you have an apartment building, you're allowed to walk within the apartment building. From one apartment to another, yes? What's an Erev Tchumen? 2,000 Amos. Actually, you do the city limits, you draw a circle. Then you have Yibur Shalir. What's Yibur Shalir? 70 and 2/3 Amos. You draw a circle around that, and then from the 70 and 2/3 Amos, you go 2,000 Amos. Then you put Kefilta fish and bread there, yes? And then you can Kona Shvisa there, and then you can walk another 2,000 Amos from there.
Is still like a thing nowadays?
Sure it is. Yeah, of course it is. In the mountains.
There's like cities. Like
in the mountains is a big deal.
Yeah, I was upset once.
You're right. If you do contiguous, can you walk in the mountains? It's a big problem. The camps, it's a big problem. Yes.
Rebbe, I did it once.
Good for you. You set it up?
Yeah. We just peanut butter and crackers.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you cover it? Because mice could have eaten it.
Yeah, there was a little hot on the side of the road.
No, because we'll have to see whether they have to last the whole Shabbos. Okay? Whether the peanut butter and the crackers have to last the whole Shabbos. Okay, but let's see. Let's see the din. So what does Rashi say? Doesn't say what Erev it was. Go ahead, Zuck Rashi. Go ahead, what do you say? Go ahead, Sam. Let's go. Let's see Rashi. Go ahead.
Rashi.
Rifta de Ruva. Beautiful. So this is interesting. What do you see from this Rashi? They did it yesterday. It means they're holding on Sunday, a corned beef sandwich at Sunday. Let's say before they're not going to watch the Super Bowl, but they want to have a corned beef sandwich, okay? They want to have a corned beef sandwich. Yeah, you with me? So they have a corned beef sandwich on Sunday. You know, what kind of bread are we going to have for a corned beef sandwich? Oh, let's use the bread for the Erev Chatzeres we used yesterday. That's what Rashi says. Is that correct? Yeah. Shabbos itself, they're not eating it, because if they would eat it, you would be what? You'd be in big trouble. Get this down. Because Rashi holds that what? That the Erev Chatzeres has to last through all of Shabbos to allow you to walk. If it was eaten before, you're done. And this was the word kimikla. And if you look in Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara says kimikla. What does it say here? Kimisrame. You know what they used to do? They used to deposit the bread at different apartments every week. You understand what I'm saying? They used to share the wealth. They used to put the matzahs in different people's apartments every week of Shabbos. That's what it means, Havim Israme. Habdi, one time Rav Ami Ravasi had the bread in their house that Shabbos. So on Sunday, they had a corned beef sandwich with it. You follow me? Because they would what? Now, what do you see from Rashi? You see that Sefer HaMichtam writes, Rashi could not say Erev Tavshilin. Get this down. Sefer HaMichtam is one of the Rishonim. Sefer HaMichtam writes, I think we have it in our Kobitz before, Shem, we'll check tomorrow. The Sefer HaMichtam writes that Rashi could not have said Erev Tavshilin. Because Rashi Shita is in Beit Tetzayin Amar after Maskopas that you cannot be Ma'arav Erev Tavshilin with bread. Rashi holds bread is not good for Erev Tavshilin. Like we don't hold like that, okay? But Lomaisa, Rashi Shita is unique for the fish, eggs, bread is not good. No. That's why I want you to get down why he says what? Because the Gemara's case was bread. Rashi was forced to say not Erev Tavshilin. What did he say? Erev Chatzeres. That's number one horror. Number one Kiddush. Number two, what else do you see from this Rashi? Says the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says like Rashi too as well. The Ra'ah Dimasko Rav. What do you see from this Rashi? Number one, Erev Tavshilin is not good with Pas. So Rashi was forced to say Erev Chatzeres. Number two, what do you see? Says Rashi in the Ra'ah. I gave you the Ra'ah Dimasko Rav. What do you see, Sam? That for Erev Chatzeres to be good, the bread has to last the whole Shabbos. You cannot eat it at Shalosh Shitas. You cannot eat it at lunch. You cannot eat it Friday night. If you eat it, you're off tourist. You can't carry anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Yes? Is that clear, Sam? Please get that down. These two chidushim from Rashi. Number one, the reason why I couldn't say Erev Tavshilin, because Erev Tavshilin pas is not good. Number two is what? It's Erev Chatzeres, but the bread must last the whole Shabbos. Kiv, you got both chidushim down? That's against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Beferish, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Erev in Halacha Chaf Aleph, Sam, you got it? That Erev Chatzeres has to be Ben Hashmashas. It only has to exist Friday night. Meaning when the Shabbos begins. As Shabbos begins, you have to have the Erev Chatzeres. But you definitely can eat it, what? For Shalosh Shittos. You definitely can eat it for lunch. No problem. You got me? The Rambam, you got to get this down. The Rambam argues. He says, Erev Chatzeres, the bread does not have to last all the Shabbos. Fakir, you should eat it. Kevni Savibo Mitzvachara. That's what I always tell the guys in the shul. We paskin like this. The Ramah says the same thing. The Ramah says in Orachaim Shimon Shin Sadi Dalet Siv Beis. Mutun Lo'ochu Mishech HaSheikha. I always tell the guys, don't forget to eat it for Shalosh Shittos.
Also, paskin like Rashi by you can't use bread for Erev.
No, we don't paskin both of these Rashis. Okay? We don't paskin both of these Shittos of Rashi. Please get it down. The Ramah writes, Beferish, you can eat it after nightfall. As long as it existed when Shabbos began, it's enough. The minig is to eat it at Shalosh Shittos. But if you want to eat it at lunch, it's fine. If you want to eat Friday night, it's fine as well.
You can eat Friday night?
Yeah, that's what he says. Mishachashech, as long as it's after Shabbos began. So that's the Chiddush according to Rashi. Comes along the Meiri. Dibra Maskel Migadoyle. What does the Meiri say? Comes along the Meiri and he says what? You guys tell me, what does the Meiri say? The Meiri says, no, we are not talking about a situation of what? We are not talking about a situation of Sunday. That they're Mavarach, what they did yesterday. We're talking about on Shabbos itself. And what does the Meiri say we're talking about? Erev Tafshilin. Wow. The Meiri says we're talking about Erev Tafshilin. Because he holds like Rashi regarding what? Not regarding the bread. He holds bread can be used for Erev Tafshilin. But what does he hold for Rashi? That by Erev Chatzeris it has to last through all of what? Shabbos. So therefore, that's why I was forced to say it's talking about Erev Tafshilin, and it's talking about a situation where they what? They ate it on Shabbos. You got me? Oh, no, I made a mistake. I want to correct myself. Remember I told you the guys in the shul? What do I tell the guys in the shul? I tell the guys in the shul about Erev Tafshilin, not Erev Chatzeris. You follow what I'm saying? I tell the guys in the shul that they should what fulfill Erev Chatzeris? Eat it for Shalosh Shittos. I made a mistake. When I said that before, I told the guys we were talking about the topic of Erev Chatzeris. No, and that's why I say I made a mistake on that. On Erev Tafshilin, when everyone does their Erev Tafshilin, I remind them to eat that. You follow me? So the Meiri says we're talking about Erev Tafshilin, and you can eat it on Shabbos. Because the Meiri says it was talking about Erev Chatzeris. What's the din? He says you can't eat it, Lamaisa. You can't eat it on Shabbos. And he says the case is they ate it on Shabbos. So it must be it was Erev Tafshilin. I pass. The Meiri argues on Rashi. You can use pass for Erev Tafshilin. You got me? And now, Lagabe what? Lagabe Erev Chatzeris, Lamaisa, we said that what? It doesn't have to last through all of Shabbos, the Ramah says. The Rambam and the Ramah say, as long as it lasts what? Through the beginning of Ben Hashmashas, the beginning of Shabbos. But Lamaisa, Rashi seems to say it has to last through all the Shabbos. So everyone agree, so it's a big machlokes by Erev Chatzeris. Does it have to last through all of Shabbos? Only in the beginning. But Erev Tafshilin, everyone agrees what? Erev Tafshilin, everyone agrees that what? That you can eat it. And you should eat it. Please get that down. The machlokes by Erev Chatzeris. But by Erev Tafshilin, everyone agrees that what? Everyone agrees you should eat it.
But is the machlokes about when you should eat it?
No. Everyone agrees, Lomaisa, that as long you could eat it, Lomaisa. The meaning is to eat it by Shalosh Shittos, to let it go to the end of Shabbos. But Mikadin, if you ate it Friday night, or you ate it Shabbos lunch, it'd be good too. That everyone agrees to, halacha Lomaisa. Okay? And that's what he's saying, because he says, I can't be talking about Erev Chatzeris, if you ate it on Shabbos, then you couldn't carry. And what about Erev Tchumen? Why don't you say Erev Tchumen? What about Erev Tchumen? He said, why can't you just talk about Erev Tchumen? What's the answer? What do you mean it's not relevant? Maybe it says a Ruvah in the Gemara. Why can't you say it's talking about Paschal Erev Tchumen, the Meiri says. I'll tell you why. Because that Erev Tchumen's got to be there all of Shabbos. That everyone agrees with. Okay? Erev Tchumen, he says you got to be, the bread's got to be the L'chachilo all of Shabbos. L'chachilo. But even if it was eaten, it's still good. You can still walk the 2,000 amas. So I asked about the mice. So even if the mice ate it, you'd still be okay. But L'chachilo, you should create a scenario that would be protected and that it wouldn't be eaten. So I want you to get to that. That's why the Meiri says I don't like it can't be talking about Erev Tafshilin, can't be talking about Erev Chatzeris, because they ate it on Shabbos. And he held that what? Had a last roll of Shabbos, Erev Chatzeris. Why is it talking about Erev Tafshilin? Because Erev Tafshilin can be eaten and it's a mitzvah. Why is it not talking about Erev Tchumen?
Because
it's got to last all of what? All of Shabbos. It's got to last all the way through Shabbos.
You can put it in a container though, right?
Right, it's got to last all the way, lichachil at least, all the way through Shabbos. Okay. Now, I want to give another example of Kevin and Savitable Mitzvah Chara and Savitable Mitzvah Chrisi. We gave two examples. Using the lulav for burning the chametz, What else?
Using the challah for...
Well, the case of the Gemara, matzah, using it for what? The bread for the Erev Chatzeres, right? Mm-hmm. And eating that for shalashidis, right? What's another example? The kos for benching for Avdallah, correct? What's another example, he says? The Mir gives two other examples. He says you're allowed to use the eged that you tied the hadas to the lulav. You know, the eged, it smells very nicely. So you should use that for Bereim Nei B'Samim for Motzoi Shabbos. You tie it around, and what's the last example? The wicks. The leftover wicks of Shabbos you should use for what? Havdalah and Motzoi Shabbos. So he gives two other examples. Now let me ask you a question. According to Rashi, yes? According to Rashi, how do you see this fits? I'm sorry, not according to Rashi. Yeah, according to Rashi, when did they eat the bread? They had the salami sandwich on Sunday. What mitzvah are you doing on Sunday? No, before that, hamotzi. Say the hamotzi on this. Say the hamotzi on that. So you, instead of choosing other bread, say this. Could also be because of hamotzi, but it's probably hamotzi on that. You're doing the bracha on hamotzi. Could be both, maybe. But that's what you're doing on Sunday. You follow me? Whereas if you learn the Gemara on Shabbos, what two mitzvahs are you doing? You're doing Erev Chatzeres and Shalashidis. It's not referring to what? It's not referring to the bracha. You follow what I'm saying? If you hold it talking about Sunday like Rashi, then what? Then you have to say the other mitzvah is what? Erev Chatzeres. And it's the bracha of Amotzi or Berkas Amotzi. Probably Amotzi, but it could also be that. Okay, excellent. This last Nakuda, and then we got to go weiter. Okay? Are we makdim the bread that a mitzvah was done to it? Does it beat out a shalom and a naki or not? Let's say you have a choice on Sunday. You have a shalom, you have a naki, flour, and you have the bread, the roll that you use for what? Erev Chatzeres. Which wins? The Rosh Yosef writes, please get it, Rosh Yosef, Prima Gardens, Parish, and the Gemara, Rosh Yosef writes, Beferish, that the one that did the mitzvah wins. You got that? The one that did the mitzvah wins. No, wrong. Wrong. Prima Gardim says I'm wrong. Prima Gardim says you do the shalom, you do the naki. That beats out the one that a mitzvah was done to it. But what does he leave as a suffolk? What happens? It was bigger in size. But it's not shalom, it's not naki. It's bigger in size. Does that beat out the one that was done with the mitzvah?
Well, doesn't it just matter on who you hold by
the Gemara then? Well, the one that we're holding that you did the mitzvah with presumably was not shalom. Mm-hmm. Presumably it was coarse. That's what we're assuming. The Gemara didn't say what it was. So let's say you did a mitzvah on a non-shalim one. You did a mitzvah on a what? On a non-clean one, a coarse one. Does that beat out shalim and naki? No, he says shalim and naki wins. But if it's bigger, then he's not sure. If the one, you follow me? If the one, you follow me? The one that's in front of you is bigger as opposed to the one you did the mitzvah with is smaller, which one wins? That he says, I'm not sure. Maybe the one that did the mitzvah with it wins out. That the Prima Gadim says, I'm not sure. Sam, you got that? So again, the one that did the mitzvah loses to what? Shalim and Naki. Yes? But if it's what? If the other thing is just bigger than it, he's not sure whether the mitzvah one, the one that was a mitzvah was done to it, beats out the big one. That he's not sure. Okay? All right. Okay, one more Nakuda, which is something we missed before, and then we got to go back to the Gemara and Daf Mem. I want you to get this down. I mentioned it briefly, I believe, first semester, very briefly, but I want you to know it because this does come up, and Rabbi Safadi just asked me this shaila and told me I had this l'alach l'maisa, and he did what I said, l'maisa. He said he had done what I had said. Are the Chameshis Bini Dagon considered Shivas Aminim?
Yes, two of them are.
Two of them for sure are. Excellent. The shaila is the other ones. Rye, spelt, and oats. Are those considered to be under the rubric of Chitin Sa'ora? But are they in the pusik for Kedima? So most poskim say they're not. So let's say you had a spelt. Remember we talked about Shivas Aminim winning sometimes? You know, Shivas Aminim, remember we said won? Yeah. If it was made of Chita, you remember we had that? Mm-hmm. If it was made of Chita, we had that, Lamaisa. If it was made of Chita or it was made of Sower, it would win, even though it was not, let's say, bigger, remember? We said, but it was of the genre. Now, what happens if it's melt of spelt? So I want you to get this. Get this down. The Mechaber Paskins and Kuf Samaches Sif Aleph, like Tysus. If you have a Prusa of Chitim and Shlemish of Sa'orin, what do? You put the Prusa in the top of the Shlem and you cut both. Now the Magen Avraham says, what happens if the Shlem is made of rye and the piece is made of wheat? What do? Do you have to put the Prusa in or not? The slice is made of rye, and the shleim is made of wheat. What do you say? Now, fuck here. The shleim is made of rye, and the prusa is made of wheat. Do you have to put the prusa of rye? Do you have to put the prusa of chitim with the shalim of rye? Yes or no?
Yes.
What do you say?
Tosfos said in the previous Sama that shivaminim always come before anything else, no?
So that's what I'm saying. This is the rye. The rye is not from shivas aminim. So you don't have to put the prusa with what? You don't have to put the prusa to talk to shleima.
I feel like that was a bigger finish
now. If the shleima is shifun and the prusa is chitim, yes, you don't have to put the prusa betocha shleima. Why not? Why don't you have to there?
Because it's wheat, maybe it's more important.
But I thought the shleima is rye, and therefore what do? You say the bracha on the prusa, and that's it, right? It's like you totally ignore the shleima. Why do you ignore the shleima? Because it's made of rye. You ignore rye. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to combine and the prusa with the shleima and give credence to the shleima. I don't care about the shleima. Why not? Because the shleima is made of rye. The prusa of chitin totally destroys it. This is the Magen Avraham and Sifkot and Beis. Sam, you got this? Please get that. That's what it says in the Tosefta. That the kusman, the barley beats out kusman, right? Sorim are kodman because they're min shiva. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham in Simon Kufsach Meches Sifkot and Gimel, and he says that Shifon is not mentioned in the Pasuk. Aye, the Torah writes in the beginning of Reish Ches, all Chamesh Shemin are considered Min Shiva, not Lagamri are they Min Shiva, because they're not mentioned in the Pasuk Beferish. And the Taz says a similar thing. Only certain things are considered Chamesh Shaminim. So the Shartzian says, this time alone is not enough, because the Indian of Ma'al Shalem, Yeshlom Hashem L'chalik Ben Yusorin Okshipun. The Magen Avraham relies on Rashi that even Sa'irin, you don't have to put Prusa B'toch HaShleima. Rashi has the opinion that the Sa'irin, you don't have to put what? Ein Tzarech Laniach Prusa B'toch HaShleima. Even by the Sa'irin, the Maisa. But the bottom line is that most poskim say that it doesn't have that shame of the Chamesh HaMinim, those three rye spelt notes, are not considered to be like Shivas HaMinim. They're not on that level, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? They're not on that level, only for certain things. And the Shartzian says, Linin Malas HaSholem, Yesh Lomer Shein L'chalik Benim Sorim HaShifun. He says, it doesn't make difference to Malas HaSholem. But the Magen Avraham relied on Rashi, that even Sa'irim, you don't have to put the Prusa B'toch HaShleima. Because the Prusa L'maisa is the Iker Chita, and that's it. See, if you have barley and wheat, yes, and you have the wheat that's a prusa, and the barley is a shalim, also you don't have to do that. Also, you don't have to do it. I don't know why you don't have to do it. Doesn't the Gemara say you have to do it? Prusa shalchitim, the son shemon, tivakim varach la prusa. Seems like you don't have to, yeah. You don't have to put the prusa with the shalim. Says beferish, you don't have to do it. I understand we're trying to highlight that the chita, the prusas of the chita slices wheat and the shalom is barley. Even that, the barley, we don't care about. Only on Pesach are we meniach. Only, it did say meniach prusa b'toch ha-shleim b'botzeya. Remember we had that? What was that talking about? Was that talking about the machlis in Tanoim? Remember that was the machlis in Tanoim with the onion? Or was that talking about the Rav and Rav Yechanan? Rashi is talking about Rav and Rav Yechanan, right? Rashi says it's about Rav Reb Yechon, Menich B'tocha, that's by the what? That's by the Prusa with the Prusa Shochitin, Shleimus Shosoran, Diviakum Baruch HaPrusa, Shochitin, Potos HaTfela. But what is he saying? What is Rashi saying? He's being a Prusa of Nimsu, put the Prusa on, and you fulfill both opinions. Okay? That's to fulfill both opinions. But I don't know why he says the Magaron is relying on Rashi, Afilu B'Sairin, you don't have to put the Prusa. The only time we do this is what? Because the Gemara said Beferish. Prusa Shochitin, same as Sarin, you say the Brahma Prusa. It doesn't say you have to put it together. Right? Didn't say they had to put it together by what? Different quality of things. You understand what I'm saying, Sam? Didn't say you had to put the Meru Prusa B'toch HaShleima, but different quality of things with the wheat and barley. He's talking about, the Pashit, Lomaisa, the when it's bigger. Didn't say it was different quality. Okay? So Magen Avraham was saying that wheat lose out the barley, so it really doesn't make a difference. And the Taz is only for certain things. So I'm saying most poskim say that rye, oat, and spelt are not considered shivas aminim. They're not mefurish in the pasuk, and they're not considered even though the Taz says they're min shiva, but not lagamri because they're not mentioned mefurish in the pasuk. Okay, let's start the Gemara Mem Amud Aleph. Go ahead, Sam. You're doing a great job. Let's see, guys. We got a lot to do. Okay? Let's read it closely, what the Chiddush is. Okay? Let's read it closely, what the Chiddush is in this Gemara. Go ahead, Sam. I'm a Rav. Take, say the bracha. Take, say the bracha. This is a hefzik between what? Hamotzi and eating the bread. This is a hefzik between hamotzi and eating the bread. Is it a hefzik or not? Not talking between the tefillah diamond and saying hamotzi. Please don't make that mistake. You guys asked me that in Seder. A lot of people don't forget about, they mix up this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about between hamotzi and actually eating the bread. So what does Rav say? Go ahead. Tul what? No problem. You don't have to say hamotzi again. It's not a problem. Go ahead. Bring the salt, bring the relish or avocado dip, right? I like to say avocado dip, guacamole, yeah. Because my wife makes delicious guacamole. My mom, Alicia, also made delicious. I love avocado. Yeah, go ahead. You see that I'm hungry. Sarich levarach, right? You see that what? Yeah, ave melech, ave lift, and sarich levarach. That's a hefsik. Yeah, that's going to require you to say a new amotzi. Go ahead, Rabbi Yochanan. So that's Rav. I want you to follow the Gemara real good. Go ahead, Rav. No problem. Yes? Those things you don't need at all. Those things, those are not a hefsik. What is this hefsik? Go ahead. Oh, but to mix up the brand for the oxen, that's a hefsik. Yes?
What is that?
You know, they had some porridge that they used to make bran and mix it up with water and porridge to make to feed it to the oxen. So you need to prepare it. You need to mix it up. So he says, mix it up. He had forgotten to do it before. And says, I'm Otsi. You're not allowed to eat before your animals. So therefore, that's why he's able to mafsik. He forgot to prepare the stuff for the oxen. So he said, I'm Otsi. Mix up the stuff for the bran, for the porridge for the oxen. Go ahead. Amazing, no?
Why are you not allowed to eat for your animals?
Gemara's going to say... Go ahead. Proud of you. Go ahead. He says that's not a hefsik either. We pass on the sheish. All these things are fine. Go ahead. Number one. Oh, says you should give the herbs to the grass in your field to your behem, and then it says, obviously, you got to let the animals eat first. Yes? So you see, that's a real halacha. So therefore, all these things are not a hefsik. You understand this? Can't hear you. We're going to see whether it's deraisa or derabanan. We're going to see. Bezat Hashem. Now, if you notice, on the side of the Gemara, it says, look in the riff, it says Shmuel. We'll see why that's important later. Believe that, either today or tomorrow. Why is that important to change it to Rav Huna or Shmuel? You understand? In the Rush, it says Rav Huna Marav. Instead of Rav Yehuda Marav, it's Rav Huna Marav. Let me spill the beans a little bit. Why do you think it's so important? Rav was the one on the top that said, Tul Baruch is not, you don't have to say a bracha. Mashu, everything else you have to, right? Now they're quoting that what? Now they're quoting that Gvil Turi, according to Sheis, is not a problem. Predicate on a halacha that Rav said. If you yourself, Rav, said it, then why did you think that what? Why do you think that that's a hefsik?
Rav said it, that you're not allowed
what, to. Think about this. What did Rav say? Why don't you be sharp tomorrow? What did Rav say? Rav said, Tu Baruch, what? It's not a hefsik. Mashu, everything else is a hefsik, yes? Even Gvil Turi. But Gvil Turi was not a hefsik according to Shesh, because of Rav's din. So if Rav is the one who held that din, why wasn't it enough for him not to say it's not a hefsik?
Rav can hold that din, but still disagree with Rav
Shesh. Okay, you're saying good. We have to see why. Good. You're saying good. Why? We have to see why. I'll tell you why. I'll spill the beans right now. There are two approaches to this Gemara. Either it has to be Tzorach Bracha, or it has to be Tzorach Suda. If it's Tzorach Bracha, then you're much more confined and constricted to what you can say. When you say Tul Baruch, that's Tzorach the Bracha of Amotzi. Take the slice. Right? You follow me? You're very much confined. If you start talking about the Suda type things, yes? You know, if you talk about the Suda type things, maybe Rav held that wasn't enough. You're right, there's a halacha Rav said. You shouldn't eat before the Bema. But as to whether it constitutes a hefsik, that does. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe Rav only allows the things that are connected with the bread. You follow me? That's not a hefsik. But things that are connected to the general Suda, maybe what? Maybe those are a problem. You follow what I'm saying? Sam, do you hear what I just said?
I don't really.
I'm saying maybe you could say there are two different approaches to the problem here. Okay, which we have to break down. We got to get everything. But I'm trying to tell you that just at first glance, when you read the Gemara, you could say the hefsek is one of two whole fold. You could say the hefsek is sorach bracha. You're messing up the bracha of amotzi by talking in the middle, you know, and then eating. Or you could say what? You got to make sure it's sorach what suda. So anything that we're going to allow could plug into one of these two categories. You follow what I'm saying? So what maybe Rav held till Baruch is connected with the bracha, that is willing to live with. That's not a hefsek. But when you talk about feeding the animals or prepare the food, that has nothing to do with amotzi. That has nothing to do with the suda. And maybe for Rav, that's not considered to be what? Good enough that it would, and it will be a hefsek. That's how you would keep the gir sarav like an argomaru. Whereas if you hold like the side in the riff, you change the shmuel, the whole kasha doesn't start. Because maybe what? Rav was not, Rav did not mechadish that din.
But if Rav holds that it's also for a person to eat before his animal, then he would say that it's a sarav suda, so it wouldn't be a hefsek.
That's what I'm saying to you, but maybe Rav holds that we only allow things that are tzorach bracha. Things that are tzorach suda are not enough. So that's how you would keep the gear so that it's Rav, like our Gemara. But I'm saying if you switch it, maybe Rav would taka say that what? He wasn't mechadish that din. He would say that has nothing to do with that. That's a present tea in China, feed your animals. That for sure would be a problem. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's the same shot, but technically either you keep the gear so or you change the gear so. But I'm saying if you keep the gear so, you got to ask yourself, well, why didn't you say Gvul Turi was okay? So maybe we could say this general chiluk. You follow what I'm saying? Which we're going to try to build up. If we can't today, we'll do it tomorrow. You follow me? You got this? Now, I want to add on that there's a way that you could save it. Maybe you could say that Tul Baruch for sure was what? Tul Baruch was Lamaisa Adavar Pashit. Tul Baruch is a biggest chiddush. This for sure is okay, Kvul Turi, because Rav said it's usher to eat it. But even Tul Baruch was enough to be said. Maybe you would have thought Tul Baruch wouldn't have been okay, because not a real din. You know, why does a guy say Tul Baruch? Eat it quickly. Stop wasting time. That's just a minis chasidus. You know, you don't want to have a time differential between the bracha and the motzi, a big time. So I say Tul Baruch, eat it quick. Take it. I don't have to do that. So maybe I would add a havamina that Tul Baruch is not acceptable. Maybe it is a hefsek. Whereas the halacha about mixing up the what? The animal is a real halacha. That for sure is not a hefsek. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe you could turn around and say, Rav would for sure say that's okay. He was mechadish to his Tul Baruch. So only the top one he says is okay, and the bottom one he says is okay. He would say that Lifton and Melech would be bad. He would only allow Gvul Mursun and Tul Baruch. Yeah, and I'm saying the reason why he said Tul Baruch, because that's a bigger chiddush than the case of Gvul Turi. But the middle ones, he would say, would be a hefsek. Like Havei Liften?
So then why didn't you say the Gvul
Turi?
That's obvious.
He didn't say it. He didn't say it.
Why did Rav Sheshes need to say it?
Rav thought it was a chiddush.
Why didn't he?
Because he didn't say the din. Maybe because he didn't say the din. Rav Sheshes didn't say the din.
Sure.
It should be diagonal. The diagonal room, sir. The diagonal.
And I'll take it.
Yeah, diagonal.
Lunch?
I guess they're having one. Yeah, should be in that room. Yeah, thank you. You follow what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying that's the chiddush l'maisa. Okay, I'm saying that's the chiddush l'maisa, and that he didn't have to say it because he was the baal member of the din. You know, what I'm saying Rav Sheshes is the one who said it. That's a different way to read it. So he basically said three ways to read the Gemara. What are the three ways? Number one is that you could keep the gerson, just say that what. Tzorach bracha constitutes not a hefsek. Tzorach suda does. Number two, you could what change the gears at all and say for sure he doesn't hold it's okay. And number three is that he holds it is okay. Why did he say Tul Baruch? Because Tul Baruch was a bigger chiddush, and Gvul Turi is not a hefsek. Tul Baruch is not a hefsek. The ones in the middle are.
I don't like that last one so much because I think if Rav Sheshes is basing his halacha off of Rav, then he would know that Rav had said that previous bigger chiddush, and that he wouldn't even need to say anything at all.
Well, we don't know. Maybe he didn't hear that Rav would have said that, Lamaisa. Maybe he never heard that Rav said that Shiloh. Rav Sheshes says, I want to say, if this Shiloh, it's not a hefsek. Maybe Rav never commented on it, but it's a Dover Poshin, he would have said. That's what Rav Sheshes is saying. Make the extension. Okay, let's see Rashi closely, and then we got to see the Tisus. Okay, we got to start building up. We got a lot to see. Go ahead, Sam. Let's see the top Rashi. Guys, take a look inside closely. They have the sefer here, Bikuri Aretz, very fine sefer. Lamaisa, we've quoted it before. He has some diukim here in the Rashi that I think were very, very fascinating. That Blin Ned, I want to share with you, Bezrat Hashem, some of them, okay? Yes. Yeah. You've been wrestling me. Come back. Yeah. Yeah? Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sam. Yeah. The guy who cut it before he tastes in the putza, he cut from it. And he stretched it out to someone's by him. So the Botzeya, before he tasted it from the putza, cut from it. And he handed it out to Lemisha at Slov Amalei.
The person who makes the bracha is the first one to put it in his mouth.
Yeah, the Botzeya, before he tasted from the prusa, though, he cut from it.
Why didn't he just like taste it first?
Okay. He is going to, but he wants to eat derech eretz lemaisa. You know, like I do. I pass it out, then I eat, you know. I don't eat first and then pass it out. I probably should for the bracha.
Out and then eat?
Yeah, I do. I do usually. No, actually, I eat it quick. No, I actually eat it. No, I cut it all. I eat my piece and then I pass it out. Okay, but here he's doing.
My father cuts like a small piece, eats it, and then cuts
right.
It
I out. Cut it all. I don't do. I cut it all and then I eat my piece and then pass it out.
Why do people sometimes give their wife the end of the challah?
I don't know that. I always give my wife first because it's covered for everyone else. Go ahead. They pass it to her verses. Read again the Rashi. Tul Baruch. Go ahead. Right, before he tasted, he and he said, Tul Miprusa Bracha, Af Bisho what?
Tul Miprusa Bracha, Af Bisho Sabin Bensayim, Insar Lazar
Lavar.
He doesn't need to say the Bracha.
Right, and as you guys are bothered by it, you're bothered by that he's basically asking him to. I don't think he's asking him to eat it before him, he's just asking him to take it before him. You understand what I'm saying? He's not asking him to eat before eats. You're not allowed to eat before what? Before the Mavarach eats. You know that, right? You should wait till the Mavarach eats. So I don't think he's asking him to what? Eat before. He's just saying, take it, Lamaisa. Take it before I eat it. You know what I mean? Kind of like I said, he wants to be polite. So he's saying, take the bread before I what?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The FLP,
therefore, Gav. Bisha what? Even though you talk in the middle, you don't have to what? Go back and say a bracha. Avagav the what? Sicha. Even though the sikh is a hafsak, it can remain in menachas. Yes. Even though, excellent. Even though sikha is an interruption, it can remain in menachas. Perik gimel laf, lamed vav. What's tefillin letefillin? You talk between the tefillin yad to rosh, you have to say a new bracha, right? That's a gemara. Now, how do we say that according to Rashi and Taisus? That's on daf samach here. Get it down. Right, so according to Rashi, you say what laniach, and if you talk in the middle, you got to say al mitzvahs on the rosh. But according to Rashi, you're not supposed to say al mitzvahs, right? If you don't talk, right? What'd you say?
They don't say.
Right, right. They hold like the Vilna, the Gaon. The Gaon also held like the Mechaber. One bracha. What did Ben Tam say? You say on both. What happens if you talk in the middle? You repeat laniach on the head. So you end up saying three. You got that? You say laniach and mitzvahs on the head. If you talk in the middle. If you talk in the middle, you shouldn't go to war. Do you know what the Gemara says? Because if you have that aver in your pocket, you shouldn't go to war. Why is that? Because you're separating between the mind and the head. You're just separating between the mind and the actions. That's a very terrible thing, talking between Tefillin Yad Tzvi and Rosh.
Where is that
Gemara? You shouldn't go to war?
Yeah.
Gemara in Sota. Gemara says, Asach ben Tefillin, Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Hei. Okay, you with me? Yeah. Now listen to this. It's a terrible thing because you're connecting your mind with from your actions. You know what I mean? We should govern our actions being thought people. If you talk in the middle, it shows that you're just what? I'm doing whatever action I want without thinking. Your mind should direct what your actions do. When you talk in the middle, it shows you're like a robot. Now, what happens when you don't say a bracha? Do you put on tefillin chol hamoed? I do, like the Ramah. Do I say a bracha? No. Am I allowed to talk? I would think theoretically, yes, but Mr. Bruce says, low plug, you shouldn't talk for two reasons. Number one, you get in the habit of talking, you might talk during the year. Number two, people might learn from you that you could talk. So no matter what, even though on Chol HaMoed you don't say brachas on the tefillin, you don't talk.
Why do most Ashkenazim not put on tefillin during Chol
HaMoed? I don't. You know what? That comment, Sam, I think you might be right now. When I was your age or even younger, it wasn't that way. No. The Ramah says you should put on tefillin Chol HaMoed in a mirror. In diaspora, we hold like the Ramah. But some of us become very popular. The Vilna Gaon argues. Vilna Gaon holds like the Mechaber, you should not put on tefillin chol hamoed. The Zohar is a line of chayv misa in Shamayim. It's very scary, but the Ramah says you should do it. Ramah says you should do it. I put on tefillin chol hamoed. Now, if I have a Baal Tshuva that was Makariv, I also tell him you should hold like the Ramah. It's from Europe. She'll follow like the Ramah.
The most posting holy from the
Gaon. It's a question. The Eretz Yisrael, the Rav Rosenthal Shlita, the great Gaon from Shari Chesed, Rav Rosenthal Zatzal, he told me, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, lived in Zatzal, lived in Shari Chesed. He said, ask him, many Shilas they would ask, Rav Shlomo, ask the Rav of the Shechuna, Shari Chesed. He was a great Gaon. He told me to put on tefillin private room on Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, not in public, but he said you should say Shema in a private room with it on. I'll prove from Rashi and Shas that Rashi held you put a tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You ready? Which Rashi and Shas? Sukkah Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a case where you have a bunch of mitzvahs in front of you. Do you say a brach on every mitzvah, like Rabbi Yehuda, or do you say a shir kishan on all mitzvahs, like the Chum? What's the example? Rashi gives the example. Tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, and luluf. Obviously, what's that talking about? Chol HaMoed sukkahs. So obviously Rashi held it, put on. Oh, there was a guy in the hotel that said, Rav, you made a mistake, how to read the Rashi. Should be sukkahs, tefillin, period. Sukkah, luluf. I said you're wrong. Harbe means what? Three or more. Doesn't mean two.
Why would it
says Hayalafonim, it says Harbe.
And why would tzitzis, tefillin, period?
No, because you want to say it was two different cases. Rashi wasn't saying there were four mitzvahs in front of you. It was a case of tzitzis, tefillin, and it was a case of luluf sukkah. That's not the way you read the Rashi. Harbe means three or more. I said, you're wrong, sir. You follow me? Okay. You got me? Okay, you got it? So let's continue in Rashi. No, take a look at Daf Samach before you finish the Rashi. I want you to know every Daf in the Masechta. Okay? See Samach and Beis? Take a look. Guys, look at Samach and Beis. Come on. Samach and Beis. Shirki Chanu, go ahead. Read the top bottom Tesis. Go ahead, Shirki Chanu. Since the beginning of the Hanukkah is on the shoulder, Yesh Levarach L'Aniyach. Avalvo. Lo L'Aniyach. Shekfar what? Oh, you already put on one of them. You got this?
Yeah.
Amazing, no? Oh, in the Menachos it says if you don't talk, you say one. If you talk, you say what? Two. Pirsha Kuntras. Below Sachbein time. According to Rashi, you say one bracha below Sachbein time. V'dochek Lomar. He doesn't like that. Go ahead, V'dochek Lomar. Go ahead. It's very hard to say. Look at what the Gemara says. First, you see the first before it gets wide? Right? Three lines before it gets wide. It's Kimanach Tfilin. Adare, when you put tefillin on your arm, lema bruch hashushan tzalalalich tefillin. Areshe, lema bruch hashushan tzalal mitzvah tefillin. You follow me? You're going to tell me the Gemara's talking about where you've done an Aveira? It's a little bit weird, no? There's the Gemara's presenting you how many brachas you say on the tefillin, and according to Rashi, you have to say it's a case where you talked and you did the Aveira. You know what I mean? The Gemara, you get the impression from the Gemara's listening to prescribe what you're supposed to do when you put on tefillin, no?
Right.
Two brachas. The way Rashi has to learn it is that it's talking about a case where you did an Aveira and you talked. It's very difficult. No, go ahead. Lakach perish ben atam. The iker. Yeshba arba batim. You know, it has the four compartments in the tefillin. Show what? Tefillin shorosh is how many compartments?
Four.
And also has the shin on it. Tefillin shiyah does not have the shin on the box, does it?
No.
Doesn't. Go ahead. So therefore, it makes sense you to have its own bracha. Go ahead. Mevarch al mitzvahs. Avasach. Oh, then total you do three. V'chein, what? There's a sefer called Shimusha Rabba de Gaonim. Go ahead. V'chein b'shimusha Rabba de Gaonim. You see that? Underline this Tosis. V'chein b'shimusha Rabba de Gaonim. L'perishu ben atam. If you talk, you say a bracha Baruch Shtayim. What does that mean? Im yaniach shal rosh bilvad. That's if you what? If you say the rosh alone, yes? You put the Rosh alone on, Dain what? If you don't have your Tefillin Shiyah, you still put on the Tefillin Shirosh, Mevarach Shtayim, Al Rosh, Bilvad. If you only have the Tefillin Shirosh and you talk, how many what? How many brachas will you say? I'm sorry. It says, Pirish Ben Akabi Sach Mevarach Shtayim. It says, if you talk, you say two. What is that case? Im Yaniach Shirosh Levad, Dain Makvin Zed Mevarach Shtayim, Shirosh Bilvad. So why does it say Sach then? Kabi Sach, you say a bracha two, period. Put the period afterwards, Shtayim. Period of time, Kabbat Sach Baruch Shtayim. That if you talk in the middle, you end up saying three, yes? Remember, we got that? Do you understand what I mean when I say you end up saying three? Because you say laniach on the yad, you talk, then you got to say two again on the one. You have to repeat laniach on the rosh and al mitzvahs on the rosh. You follow me? So at the end, you say three when you talk, going a bit of time. According to who? Well, that's what we do, yes. Because we're Hoshirashi. Correct, we're Hoshirashi. But according to Benatam, what do? You don't talk. You do Alaniach Aliyad, and what? And Al Mitzvah Al Rosh. That's when you don't talk. And then you say Bruch Shem, because maybe according to Rashi, you don't have to say Al Mitzvah.
Rashi says you only say Laniach.
Right, correct. But now he's saying, what happens if you only have the Tefillin Shel Rosh? Are they Makman Zetzah? No, I think they're two different mitzvahs in the Rambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam lists them as two different mitzvahs, Tefillin Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. So if you don't have Yad, you put on Rosh. If you don't have Rosh, you put on the Yad. So go ahead. But it seems like if you only have the Yad, you wouldn't say two brachas, even according to Tam. You don't say Laniach. You follow me? If you only have the Rosh, you'd say two brachas on the Rosh, because it's Iker. Has Arba Badman, has a Shin. Go ahead. The Perish of Minatam, Gabi what? Gabi Sach, Mavark Stein, period. Im Yaniach Shel Rosh Levad. Bilvad. Oh, umashalo what? Hagamora. Why did the Gemara say that? You should say two on what? On Rosh Levad. Go ahead. Lefi what? Because there's no regilus at all to what? To put one on with the other. It's a very strange, not a big, it doesn't happen often, thank God. Go ahead. The tefillin. What's that lashon? Remember for the Gemara Bava Metzia. Tefillin is tefillin shchichi by even regular people. Regular guys always put on tefillin. You should never miss a day of tefillin. I told you that. But she had a gufo. God, unless you're really sick, God forbid. Right? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that if you karkafta the God lo mnich bo tefillin, usher you stay there. Guy stays in Gehenna forever. So the question is, does that mean that Lubavitch Chasidim, which you are Yecheskel, say it means in your whole life. So there at the airports, they'll put it on so you get out of it. Men Rishom does say it doesn't mean that. It means every day. Men Rishom says it means every day. That if you don't say it every day, it's what? It's considered to be Poshe and Begufen. You follow me?
Yeah, that's why it's a big thing when we find somebody who doesn't put on spell. We make a little.
That's beautiful, but I'm saying Men Rishom say it doesn't mean once in a life. It means every day. If someone's Poshe and Begufen every day, it's a bad thing. You got to do tshuva for it. Means it, everyone gets, the Gemara says, the biggest Rishonim get out of Gehenna after 12 months. But our kakafta, God will amonach by tefillin, stays there. So we should never miss tefillin in a day. You got to tell your friends that. It's a bad thing. They got to get up for a minyan. Bad thing. But finish it up. V'chein perish rabbeinu tam.
V'chuvosov.
How are you going to remember where this is? Please write your notes. Samach Hamad Beis. This Tysus, okay? All right, let's go back. Go back to the Rashi now. Let's finish the Rashi's by us in the Gemara, okay? So we can start setting it up. Go ahead, read the Rashi again from the beginning. Tu'a Baruch, okay? I think he's just trying to be polite. Go ahead, Tu'a Baruch, go ahead. Start again from Rashi, Mem Amud Aleph, on the top. Tu'a Baruch, go ahead. So in other words, the Botzea, before he tastes from himself, wants to give out. And he'll probably say, don't eat it till I do it, but he wants to give you polite. Go ahead. Oh, so even though he says, take from Pizra, even though he talks in the middle, you don't have to say a bracha. Afagav the what? Right. Excellent. So Varach. Right. Period. Give him a vav and off, and then says, Kitsu Adam. What's Kitsu Adam? Yes, so after every animal you watch, Shecht, which animals give Kisui Adam? No, you tell me.
Chicken.
Only Chai and Oaf. Behemoth does not. A cow does not in Kisui Adam. Only on a Chai and an Oaf. You got to know that? I don't want you to guess. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. It's a Mishnah in Chulin. Chai and Oaf have Kisui Adam, not a Behemoth. Okay? Go ahead. So you say one bracha. So you
there's a separate bracha on Kisui Adam?
Yes. Separate bracha on Kisui Adam. Bracha on Shechita, bracha. The Rama writes that Kisui Adam is viewed as a Gemar of the Shechita. But it has its own separate bracha. That is correct. A lot of times, guys who don't know how to shecht, including myself, I've never had the schus though, but I was told that if you go to a shecht house and you visit, many times the shochtim will give you the schus to say the bracha on the Kisui Adam. Because you don't know how to shecht, they don't want to waste an animal. It costs thousands of dollars. But at least on the Kisui Adam, they'll chabit you with a bracha.
I've shechted a chicken before.
Have you? Really? Good for you. You said the bracha too?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Did you say the bracha on the Kisui Adam too? Good. So that's what Rashi means. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, the chem kitzui adam. Go ahead. That sikh is sorach bracha, and it's not a hefsik. Okay. Go ahead. If you.
Why does Rashi bring dafka that case like kitzui adam?
Why that example? Because it's a good example. Because it's prone to talking. I mean, you got to shech a 100 chickens. So it's very hard not to be quiet during that 100 chickens. You know what I'm saying? No one's perfect. Lonina Torah Lamalcha Sharas. Torah wasn't given angels. So it's very, very prone to talking in the middle. Will that generate a new bracha or not? So Rashi's saying that it won't. If it's Letzarach Shita. If you start talking about a ball game, you start talking about a Super Bowl, then it will be. But if you talk about, I don't know, you know, make sure you give me more dirt, you know what I mean? Something that is associated with the mitzvah, right? That's Letzarach. Then the bracha that you said in the beginning can go on all the other Kisui Adams. Okay? That's why he quotes this example. The Rishonim will always quote that example. Okay, next Rashi, go ahead. Doing a great job. Have you, Melech? It's got to be tasty. So you also, that's not considered to be a, that's Sarach Bracha. Go ahead, Gvil Leture. Mix up the bran in the water, Letzarach. What Shvarim?
Oxen.
Excellent. Okay. All right, read out a little bit in the Gemara, one more piece, and then we'll set it up for the Tisus. Okay, go ahead. Amar Rava.
Amar Rava. Lifnei.
And there's the book would say, I should not cut the bread until the salt or avocado dip is brought in front of each one, because you're going to have to wait for it. Go ahead. Amar, go ahead. Rabbi Bar Shmuel visited the Hazor Ish Galusa. Go ahead.
You did it right away.
They took out the bread and they cut it right away. He didn't wait, but he did against what he... Go ahead. Amrulay. Well, you're chosen from what you said. Why didn't you wait till they brought the salt and lift it in front of everyone? Go ahead.
So Amrulay, let's dim start
the Shash. Pshash. Amrulay, let's dim start the Shash. There's no... You know, this our bread... There's no din of... I don't want any hesitation. Our bread is good. It doesn't need it. Look at Rashi. He didn't wait for the salt lifting. Go ahead. Bishash. Ikuv delay. Kamo. Right. Shoftim hey. Okay. I think that was the song of who? The song of Dvorah. I think. No? I believe it is. No? Isn't that Dvorim hey? I think so. Go ahead. Dvorah. The Shir's Dvorah is in. No. Shoftim hey. I think it is. We got to look it up. Go ahead. Klomar. Excellence. Pasdaki, you don't need lifting. Okay? Very good. Okay. So we have this Kiddush, yeah? We set it up with this. No. So we don't have time to do the Tosis. So I want to just close with the following. Okay? Let's close with the following. Okay, we got 3 minutes. Let's close with the following. We'll start with the Tosis tomorrow. We got a lot to do. The guys aren't here, they gotta get into it. First of all, Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara is what? Tul Baruch. Isn't that our Girsa too? Yeah? Tul Baruch. Why is the Gemara saying Ein Sarach Lavarach? What should it have said? Should have said Usser. If it's not a Hefsik, it would be a Bracha Lavatala.
It's good luck too.
But what does Ein Sarach Lavarach mean? Once you say it's not a Hefsik, it's Usser to say a Bracha. It's Usser to say the Bracha Motzi again. I think it's a great Ha'ara. Get that down. That's what Tzvi Pesach Frank says in the Haaretz Tzvi. He says, I don't understand the Lashon. Should have said Asa Lavarach. It's like the Gilyan Ashas said earlier. Because if you tell me that what you said is not a Hefsik, then you don't need to repeat Amotzi, Asher. If you don't need to repeat Amotzi, then it should be what? Follow this. You said Amotzi, and what happened? You talked in the middle, and the Gemara says it's not a Hefsik, therefore what? You can continue to eat. And you do not need to say a new motzi. What does do not need to say a new motzi translate into? And if you do, it would be a what? A bracha levatala. A bracha sheni tzricha. Where according to the Rambam, we said, according to the Magen Rambam, Rabbi Kivegar, over what? You're over lotisa. No? Should be usher. Rabbi Kivegar, didn't Rabbi Kivegar ask that kasha? That type of kasha in bracha? So wasn't it on Dafyad Beis? Remember he said? Where was Rabbi Kivegar? It's asked on the Tosis and the Gilyan Ashas, the same thing. Sham Divrei HaTosis. on Lamed Vavim and Beis. You remember that? Take a look at Lamed Vavim and Beis. Oh, I remember. It was by Ladabek. You remember that Tosus, the Ladabek on the bottom of Lamed Vavim and Beis? What did Tosus say at the very end? If it's Ladabek, Bama, Einot Sarach, Levarach, Bremen, Mezos. What do you mean, Einot Sarach? What did Rabbi Kivager ask? He should have said it was Usser. It's a Brachal of Atola. Remember, Einot Rishai, it should say. You remember that, Rabbi Kivager? Lishna Kayatahu is terse. It should say what? It should say Eino Rishai. What does Rai say Eino Tzarech Levarach? Ha Eino Af Eino Rishai. You're not allowed to. It's a bracha levatola. No? Similar kasher, or Tzvi Beza Frank says. No? Isn't that a great horror? Shouldn't have said that? So what's the answer? We'll close with this. What's the answer? The answer is as follows. Here, what are we dealing with? Whether you have to go back and say a bracha, it's shayach l'loshen eino tzarech. Vadai if eino tzarech, for sure there's an iser. But earlier, what was Tosa saying? Tosa saying vadai tzarech levarech when he comes to the kol sheyesh bo. Yes? But do you have to say a brei minei mezonos? That's not shayach to say eino tzarech levarech brei minei mezonos. That's our Rebbe Kivager against the kasha. He's saying it's obvious here that eino tzarech means that it's aser. Over there, you're dealing with the topic of you have to kol sheyesh bo there's a mezonos, but it's l'davik mam, you don't have to. So if you don't have to, then he should have said it's usher over there. Here, Lamites, it's clear that what? If it's Eino Tzarech, it becomes what? It becomes usher. That's what he wants to say, Rabbi Tzvi Beis Frank. So the Rif's gears is tul kruch. What is tul kruch? Take in what? What does kricha mean? Break the bread with something else. They used to not eat bread by itself. They would eat it with melech or liftun. And the box says kruch means kruchu rifta. You should give to people to eat. So get that down. The Rif's gears is kruch, tul kruch. Well, tul kruch means eat the bread with something according to what? The Madani Yontif. And according to the Bach, it means what? Give people to eat. Halach l'maisa. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. Okay, tomorrow, let's try to make sure everyone's here. And we got to go Viper.